Good afternoon, 4:30 and 75 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Dan Conte.
And I'm Arlo Barnett.
$26,000 to take care of this woman annually, but she has 2.2 children under the age of 18.
Lee Russ does counseling of female prisoners in Kentucky. She's talking about the cost of holding a woman in jail for a year. She says foster care for two kids puts the bill over $100,000.
A decomposed body is found in Martin County.
And two people have been shot in Portsmouth. One is dead.
In sports, the Reds hope to dampen the Cardinals' playoff hopes in Game 2 of their series tonight.
But Luke has the business news.
It'll be clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. The complete forecast is coming up after this news.
WYMT is reporting that human remains were found this afternoon in Martin County's Milo community. Kentucky State Police tell the Hazard Station they've sent the body to the State Medical Examiner's Office in Frankfort for identification. Milo is the place where 37-year-old William Scotty Fannin's family has been searching for him for nearly a year. Fannin was reported missing in December.
According to WSAZ, Portsmouth police are investigating two shootings, one of them fatal. And the unidentified victim was discovered this morning in an apartment in the 1500 block of Summit Street. Police say the person had been shot several times. They say the other individual went to a local hospital with multiple gunshot wounds around 4 a.m. and is said to be in serious condition. Officers responded to the area of Grant and Summit Streets following reports of shots fired. They're not sure if the two incidents are connected.
An Eastern Kentucky Police Department has made a major drug bust. MSPR's Tilden Johnson has more.
The Ashland Independent reports that Raceland Police seized 56 grams of heroin during a routine traffic stop on Sunday night. That's a record amount for the department. The street value of the heroin is said to be $22,000. 32-year-old Courtney Patterson of Flatwoods was arrested during the incident on Powell Lane. Authorities allege a canine unit discovered the drugs and over $4,200 in cash that was also found in the vehicle. Patterson was charged with heroin trafficking. She was also ticketed for a pair of traffic citations. Police Chief Don Sammons says further charges regarding the drug bust are pending. For Moorhead State Public Radio, I'm Tilden Johnson.
The founder of a faith-based organization says the number of female prisoners in Kentucky has increased 25% since 2007, and it's costing the Commonwealth substantially more than men. Lee Rust established Freedom Forever Ministries and works with women inmates around the state. Rust says the average female prisoner in Kentucky is white, between 33 and 35 years old, and tends to be incarcerated for long periods of time for nonviolent offenses. She says about half have substance abuse problems. It costs nearly $26,000 annually to house a prisoner in Kentucky, says Rust, but the expense is greater for women because they often take several prescription drugs and have some dependent children. She claims female inmates are being over-medicated so that they can be better controlled.
If she's got 2.2 or 2.4 kids, it's $99,000 for foster care to keep her child. You're incarcerating a woman, you're helping her stay addicted at $26,000 a year plus the $99,000 for her children. You're up to $124,000 a year for one female.
Rust believes Kentucky would save a lot of money by helping women break their cycle of drug dependency and letting them out of prison sooner.
As many as 18 people who live on Mount Sterling's beleaguered Long Lane have left their homes temporarily while an environmental cleanup gets underway. The Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet began work this week to remove soil contaminated with arsenic from the neighborhood. John Murrah is a spokesman for the EEC.
A former wood treatment company, in its manufacturing process, deposited the arsenic as a byproduct of its manufacturing. We're removing soil that has high concentration of arsenic.
Murrah says the cabinet is paying displaced homeowners $100 to $200 per day while the remediation work continues. He says the compensation depends on the size of the family. The cleanup is expected to last about 90 days. A company called Southern Wood operated a treatment plant on Long Lane between 1977 and 1985 and is believed to have buried arsenic there when it left the area.
Construction of a new $3.5 million church building in Moorhead has begun. MSPR's Nathan Gutierrez reports.
According to the Moorhead News, the new facility for Better Life Church is being constructed by Trace Creek Construction near Walmart on KY32. The church purchased the land for $525,000 in December of 2012. Better Life is raising the money to pay for the project. So far, it has $500,000. Adam Eldridge is the executive pastor. He hopes the new building will be open next year. The new structure will seat 600 people, and a welcome area and child check-in will be located in front of the building. For Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Nathan Gutierrez.
Ashland's mayor and vice mayor have a stark difference of opinion on whether the construction of a new taxiway at the Ashland-Boyd County Regional Airport will trigger additional economic development in the area. Mayor Chuck Charles says it's a no-brainer.
No doubt about that. I think, the runway there is fairly large, so there's a lot of traffic goes in and out of there. And I think we do a poor job in trying to market that.
And Charles says the new longer runway can be an excellent marketing tool for organizations like the Ashland Alliance to encourage emerging businesses to locate in Boyd County. However, Vice Mayor Kevin Gunderson doubts if it'll make much of a difference at all.
No, I don't, because that airport is used primarily by private pilots, very few corporate pilots, but it's an FAA mandatory requirement that the taxiway be moved 60 feet to avoid any collisions.
Gunderson says federal aviation officials simply didn't want the airport's runway so close to housing in the Worthington area. The FAA announced last week the Ashland facility is receiving a $3.3 million grant to build a new taxiway. Construction is slated to begin in the spring.
The chairman of the Ashland-Boyd County Regional Airport Board says he'd like to build some additional hangars at the Worthington complex. David Mansfield says there's more demand to house planes at the facility than it can accommodate.
Right now, both general and private hangars, we have room for about 30 airplanes. We'd like to add at least 10 small T hangars. There's a lot of people in the tri-state that would like to bring their planes to Ashland, but we just don't have a place to house them. We're pretty much at 100% capacity now.
Mansfield says he's not expecting any hangar construction to take place until after the new taxiway is finished next year.
The cities of Moorhead, Ashland, Catlettsburg, Vanceburg, and Frenchburg are among the recipients of grants announced by the Kentucky Office of Homeland Security. The KOHS says $2.7 million in awards are being distributed statewide. Moorhead is receiving two grants worth a combined total of more than $22,000 for unspecified emergency services equipment. The city of Ashland will get almost $23,000 for its search and rescue operations. Catlettsburg will receive $28,000 for personal protective equipment. The city of Vanceburg is in line for over $44,000 for new radios, and a $20,000 grant will enable the installation of a new alert system in Frenchburg. KOHS says there were 112 recipients across Kentucky.
The Lewis County School Board meets tonight to discuss the district's superintendent's job. Donald Pace, who'd been hired in June as the interim superintendent, died on Monday. Chairman Brian McRoberts says the board had initially planned to talk about the finalists to become the next superintendent this evening, but adds that Pace's unexpected death has changed things.
This is the first get-together after all the interviews as a board and discuss each candidate and try to narrow it down to the best, you know, what we feel is the board to be best. And more than likely would not and probably still not make a decision tonight because we don't want to make a rash decision.
There are six remaining candidates for the job of Lewis County Superintendent. McRoberts isn't sure when a finalist will be selected. He believes the board will hire another interim, adding members had been about to ask Pace to stay on through May. The circumstances around Pace's death remain unknown, but McRoberts says he'd been battling health problems.
While advanced placement exam scores in Kentucky improved this year, the number of test takers went down. The State Department of Education says the number of students scoring at the top two levels in May is up between 4% and 5% from last year. However, the number of AP test takers and the number of AP tests given by schools dropped slightly this year. Rahman County Schools Superintendent Marvin Moore has an idea why that happened.
People are focused now with the ACT. With the ACT now required for all juniors to take, everybody's preparing themselves and getting ready to take the ACT. And, of course, we still give the AP, and a lot of our students participate, but I think that's one thing that has affected the number of students that are participating in the AP.
Scores of 3 or better on an AP test can qualify students for college credit for a course, which officials estimate saves Kentucky high school students more than $23 million a year in college expenses. Moore believes high school counselors and administrators should work more closely with officials from colleges and universities to convince more youngsters to take the AP exams.
A fifth-grade math teacher at Olive Hill Elementary School is being honored. Jennifer O'Daniel is one of 24 people that will receive the Valvoline Teacher Achievement Award for 2017. O'Daniel was nominated by the Carter County Superintendent. She says it's an honor to get the award, adding her goal as a teacher has always been to help her students do well in the classroom.
I really care about my kids, and I want to see them succeed in what they're doing, whether it's just a task for the day or in life. I want to see them be successful. And if I can contribute to that, it makes me very happy and fulfilled.
O'Daniel says the classroom is her natural environment, and she's never wanted to do anything else than teach. She now becomes a nominee for Kentucky's Teacher of the Year Award.
And finally this afternoon, while it's been happening all around Kentucky, Moorhead's top cop says there have been no reported sightings of creepy clowns in his city. People dressed as clowns have been showing up late at night in parks, along roadsides, and in yards in various parts of the state. For the last several months, the most recent reported such incident took place last weekend in Glasgow. While he hasn't been told of any clowns hanging around Moorhead just yet, Police Chief Derek Blevins believes it will probably happen at some point soon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're liable to get, you know, the closer we get to Halloween, there's always some prankster out there that's going to, you know, try to do something because he thinks it's funny. But, you know, we're liable to have something between now and Halloween.
Blevins believes the creepy clowns are probably harmless, but advises, should you see one, to avoid approaching that person and call authorities.
Turning now to take a look at the weather forecast for the MSPR listening region. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, lows around 48 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, a 40% chance of rain showers, and highs around 72. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain. We'll see lows again in the upper 40s. On Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a little cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain, and lows around 52. On Friday, at the end of our week, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain with highs in the upper 60s. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers at lows in the mid-50s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain with highs around 70 degrees. It's currently sitting at 77 degrees in Ashland. It's 75 right now in Flemingsburg as well as in Lexington. It's 76 in Inez, 74 in Winchester, and 75 degrees here in Moorhead.
444, you are tuned to Mountain Edition on Moorhead State Public Radio, and there is not anyone that we would rather spend a Tuesday afternoon with than you. On our feature segment this afternoon, a new poll shows that young Republican voters strongly favor a shift to cleaner forms of energy. The Kentucky News Connection's Greg Stottlemyre has more.
Young conservatives overwhelmingly feel man-made climate change is a real problem, according to a new national poll. These GOP voters strongly favor renewable energy. The survey of 1,000 Republicans, ages 18 to 35, was commissioned by Young Conservatives for Energy Reform. 4 out of 5 polled think the climate is changing, and 2/3 blame human activity, in part or entirely. The group's founder, Michelle Combs, says these voters put as much importance on climate change as they did on abortion or gay marriage a few years ago.
The young Republicans embrace this issue. They see this issue as a core value issue that maybe in the 90s would have been the life issue or the marriage issue. They put this issue in that same category.
The GOP platform argues environmental regulations are slowing growth, but the poll found young conservatives view the EPA and environmental groups slightly more favorably than the coal or nuclear industries. The poll found young conservative voters favor decentralized, market-based solutions, and the renewable energy industry comes across the best of any in the survey. Combs says support for her group's position has grown quickly since the organization was founded.
8 years ago, if you would have told me we would have brought over 500 young Republicans, young conservatives to a clean energy summit, I'd have been like, you're crazy. Who are you going to even get there? You know, and now we have people from all around the country.
GOP nominee Donald Trump has charged that climate change is a hoax. Combs says she feels Trump is smart enough to eventually see it as a legitimate threat. And in the meantime, the group is putting its energy toward the future rather than this year's race.
I think this is the future of the party. The presidential campaign is not what we're focusing on. We're focusing on the grassroots.
I'm Greg Stadelmeyer reporting for Kentucky News Connection.
4:47, you are listening to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. It's good to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Coming up at 5 o'clock on NPR's All Things Considered, more reaction and analysis concerning last night's presidential debate. That'll be on All Things Considered from 5 o'clock until 7, right here on Morehead State Public Radio. Braxton has a check of sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Morehead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday, catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
Good afternoon with Morehead State Public Radio Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds will look to put another damper on the Cardinals' hopes of winning one of the National League's wild card spots when the two teams play in St. Louis again tonight. Adam Duvall had 4 hits, including a home run, and drove in 5 runs last night as the Redlegs piled up a 15-2 win over the Birds at Busch Stadium.
I think we had 22 hits. Yeah. Selsky had 5 of them. So, it was an amazing offensive night. You know, those don't come around too often, but you try to enjoy when they do.
As Duvall noted, teammate Steve Selsky had 5 hits and drove in 4 runs. The loss dropped the Cardinals a full game behind San Francisco for the NL's second wild card spot. Game time this evening is at Busch Stadium at 8:15. The Morehead State football Eagles will go into Saturday's home game against Valparaiso, banged up at running back. Redshirt junior Lawrence Jones set out last weekend's game at Drake due to an ankle injury, while sophomores Ryan Watkins and freshman Trevor Jones both had to leave that game. Watkins hurt his back while Jones suffered a concussion. Here's head coach Rob Tenier.
You know, you're always concerned when you get beat up a little bit early in the season, but Ryan Watkins and Lawrence Jones both practiced yesterday. And, Trevor Jones, he'll probably be out this week. But, Adarius has done a great job last couple weeks for us. He's a fifth-year senior. And so we'll have 3 guys there. We'll be ready to roll.
Adarius is Adarius Barnett, who has seen significant playing time in the last couple games. Despite the Wildcats' 2-game winning streak, Kentucky football coach Mark Stoops says they'll need to continue to work hard to get better. According to Stoops, they'll have to be at the top of their game this Saturday when UK visits Alabama.
Playing an amazing football team and an amazing program, the number one team in the country for a good reason. They are absolutely a quality team from top to bottom. And so it'll be a real challenge, but it'll be exciting.
UK is 2-36 lifetime against Alabama, with the Cats' last victory over the Crimson Tide coming in 1997. The third-ranked Louisville football team has a big showdown with fifth-ranked Clemson on Saturday. Some reports have listed head coach Bobby Petrino as a potential candidate to replace Les Miles at LSU, who was fired this past weekend, but Petrino says he is not interested in the job and it should not be a distraction for his team.
I'm not interested in going anywhere. I'm very fortunate to be the head coach here at the University of Louisville. Very happy about that. Very glad that I got the support of our athletic director, Tom Jurich, and we were able to sit down last year and do a new contract. You know, we feel like we got everything going in the right direction, and this is the job I want. This is where I'm going to be.
Both Louisville and Clemson are 4-0 this season. Kickoff for Saturday's game is at 8 o'clock at Memorial Stadium. The Cincinnati Bengals again have the service of Vontaze Burfict. The linebacker returned to the team yesterday after serving a 3-game suspension from the NFL for his repeated illegal hits last season. Burfict says he will play for the Bengals on Thursday against Miami, but he doesn't know how much.
That's up to the coaches. He was saying half the game, and I'm like, man, if the game's close, I feel like I could probably play the full game. But that's up to them. You know, they're going to watch me, and if they said if I look tired, they're going to pull me out. So they don't want me to get, you know, overly exaggerated with too much play and then obviously get hurt or something like that. So that's up to them. I'll leave it in their hands. I'm just going to go out there and play.
The Bengals will need a win on Thursday at 1-2. They're off to their worst start in 5 years. Two Morehead State basketball players are getting some preseason love. Seniors Juwan Marrero and Xavier Moon were named to the All-OVC second team by College Sports Madness. Marrero averaged 8 points and 7 rebounds a game last year for MSU, while Moon is the Eagles' returning leading scorer, scoring an average of 10 points a game last season. The University of Kentucky's basketball arena will not be getting a new name, but the rest of the Lexington Center may. Here's Ted Werben.
Managers say they're considering a plan to sell naming rights for the center and some portion of new developments. Lexington Center President Bill Owen says there are no plans to change the name of Kentucky's legendary home for college basketball, but he does hope to cash in on the rest of the center to help pay for a $250 million renovation.
Some of the upgrades made to Rupp Arena include repainting the arena, laying down a new floor, and a $15 million technology upgrade. The MSU volleyball team is preparing for a matchup with Eastern Kentucky University Wednesday night. Coach Jamie Gordon says the matchup with the Colonels will be a challenging one for his team.
They're a very good team. They have got some strong outsides, always well coached, plus just the fact of the rivalry between, you know, MSU and EKU. That's always an emotional match, and you know, we'll know they'll have a good crowd there, and it'll be a pretty neat environment for our student athletes.
MSU is 5-10 on the year, while EKU sits at 5-9. And finally in sports, the Round County boys soccer team is at home tonight for a big game. The Vikings face Boyd County in a 7:30 showdown featuring the 16th region's top two teams. Round coach Max Hammonds believes his team's chances of victory will hinge on a couple of things.
I think controlling the midfield, controlling the ball, and, you know, being able to finish. You know, we're still having problems finishing the ball. You know, I don't think we've scored more than 4 goals in a game yet. I doubt we'll score a whole lot against Boyd County. So we got to make sure we're defensively sound, and, you know, when we do get those chances, on the back of the net.
While Round is 8-4-1 this season, Boyd County is 9-4-1. The two teams are a combined 12-0 against opponents in the 16th region. That's it for sports. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle football will open its Pioneer Football League schedule by hosting Valparaiso on Saturday. Game time is at 1 p.m. Tickets from the Morehead State Athletic Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. Stocks closed higher despite a sharp fall in oil prices following the first presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And the Dow Industrials showed a nice gain of 133.47, finishing at 18,228.3. The S&P 500 was up 13.83 at 2159.93, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 48.22 at 5305.71. New York Stock Exchange breadth was almost 3-2 in favor of winning stocks over losers. The market received a boost from a number of economic data releases as the Consumer Confidence Index hit 104.1 for the month of September. Economists expected the index to actually hit 99, So this was much higher than expectations, and the read was actually the highest since the recession. Also, the Case-Shiller 20-City Composite Index was released today, showing a gain of 5% year-over-year, which was about as expected. Also, the September Market Flash U.S. Services PMI was released, showing expansion in the economy. U.S. crude oil futures did fall very sharply, falling 2.75% to settle at $44.67 a barrel, as hopes for an output-limiting deal during an oil producer meeting in Algeria faded. Of course, yesterday oil was strong on word that an agreement could be possibly reached this week, but obviously today, today's trading very much reflecting the opinion that nothing will happen of any importance at the OPEC meeting this week. In Europe, Deutsche Bank, which saw its shares hit a fresh all-time low, weighed very much on European equities. The pan-European Stock 600 index traded lower for most of the session before closing slightly higher. Gold futures for December delivery settled $13.70 lower at $1,330.40 an ounce. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were Microsoft and IBM, and the only Dow stock that was down today was Disney. Among S&P 500 companies, your best performers were First Solar and Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and your worst performers were Chesapeake Energy and EQT. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global Holdings down 53 cents at 117.45, CSX down 9 cents at 29.62, AEP down 87 cents at 65.49, AK Steel down 21 cents at 4.86, Marathon Petroleum up 38 cents at 41.86, and Kroger was down 19 cents to finish at 29.89. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the UK College of Public Health, with a reminder to parents to ensure the health of your child by offering a healthy diet and regular doctor checkups, including vaccines. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, is a common cancer-causing virus. The CDC recommends 3 doses of the HPV vaccine for all boys and girls ages 11 to 26. Total Care Pharmacy at 206 West Main Street in Moorhead is now offering the vaccine with no appointment needed. More information at 784-4491.
Turning to take another look at the weather forecast, tonight mostly clear skies and lows around 48 degrees. Tomorrow you can expect partly sunny skies, a 40% chance of rain showers, and highs around 72. Tomorrow night mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain, and lows in the upper 40s again. On Thursday it'll be mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the mid-60s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and lows around 52. On Friday, at the end of this work week, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain and highs in the upper 60s. That night, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, lows in the mid-50s. On Saturday, the beginning of the weekend, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and highs around 70. That night, we'll see lows in the mid-50s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, with highs around 75. It's currently sitting at 77 degrees in Ashland, 74 in Flemingsburg, 75 in Lexington, and 75 degrees as well here in Moorhead.
And that's it for us on Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Ellen Barnett, Nathan Gutierrez, Braxton Howard, Courtney Howell, Sean Delaney, Jacob Lindberg, Xavier Atkins, and Tilden Johnson. From the Kentucky News Connection, Greg Stottlemyre. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BHINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Arlo Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Dan Conte, Moorhead State Public Radio News. ATC is next. It's 5 o'clock.